The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench for every Saturday morning from 8:39 live on WRHI AM 1340 FM 100.1 and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Director.
Good morning, Mr. Crump.
Another beautiful,
how are we doing?
Another beautiful Saturday morning.
It is gorgeous. I mean, it's awesome. It's been a good week of activities for Come See Me, and they had good weather for, I mean, every one of them.
It was supposed to rain all day, but I didn't see it yet.
Yeah, well, it may come through later today, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a lot.
We need spring, but...
I did learn that we had basically a high pressure system in, has been stalled out here, and when the moisture does come across there, it just kind of evaporates. And
there's no moisture to begin with. It just disappears.
We can't blame the cooling tower out there on 274 on this.
Sure we can.
It's a little bit more than that going on right now. So I did hear something today that there has been 26 days of over 80 degree temperatures already this year. And we're here at the end of April. Isn't that something? That's a pretty warm April. Basically the whole month. I mean, and we've had 20.
This whole year has been crazy.
It's been 20 days since we've had rain. So, and that was basically Easter Sunday. Substantial rain. And that's not great. I mean, people are asking me about, should I put this fertilizer down? And I'm like, well, do you have irrigation? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. I'd probably wait if you can't get out there and water your yard. So.
If you put fertilizer down, it doesn't rain, will it burn?
It can.
Yeah,
it can. Our fertilizers, it's got slow release product in it where it doesn't kick in right when it hits the ground. It's not supposed to burn, but I mean, if you put it down, it doesn't rain for a month. I mean, that can happen. So,
I was just curious.
Yeah. It's a weird situation. April showers, rain, May flowers. So I don't know.
There's
gonna be any flowers in May.
I'm trying to figure out what kind of border restrictions we're under.
I don't think there's any. It's voluntary. Voluntary now, but they're probably coming if we don't get some rain.
The problem is one of the Charlotte news kept talking about drought restrictions, but it's no restrictions that are voluntary.
No, not right now.
So it didn't make any sense. But
it's been a long time since it rained.
I got all the details on the drought thing. So.
Yeah. And there's different levels and all that stuff of it.
There's five levels starting with zero.
Yeah.
I believe it. Not one, but zero.
Best thing we can do is pray for some rain.
Well, we do that anyway, but it hadn't happened. But,
yeah. But the weather has been, I mean, it's been nice if you're not in the landscape industry or.
I was looking at my sod yesterday when we were out, but. It's got a little dull tinge to it.
Yeah,
right now.
It doesn't look.
It's raining on it, it's going to green up so fast that your eyes will spin.
Yeah, it doesn't look healthy. It's just kind of ugh. But all our little plots in front of our store, you know, I mowed them down lower because they're warm season grasses and cut the fescue a little bit higher. We've been watering them. They look good. You know, it's starting to turn around. But you're right. A lot of people's always a. Especially Zoysia Bermuda, just kind of sitting there right now.
Mine's green and looks good. Yeah. You got a little brown tinge to it.
It's sitting there waiting on some water because we definitely had the temperatures for it. So.
Well, I irrigated it last in 2002.
Oh, I was going to say, you did it this week? No, you did it.
2002.
I bet there's so much.
That was the first drought we hit.
There's so much dirt and grass on top of your sprinkler heads, you probably never
find them. Actually, I know where they are.
Do you?
Tommy did a pretty good job of keeping them clean. But
yeah. Well, that's probably
a lake somewhere. And
give you something to do this week.
You remember 2002 was the first major drought,
mm-hmm.
sub-year drought.
Yeah.
Started in 95. And nobody paid any attention to the which one's the one in Charlotte gets her water supply. The Mountain Island Lake.
Yeah.
The level went reverse.
Oh, really?
The water went back in the ground instead of coming out of the ground. And it scared the hell out of everybody.
Yeah.
Excuse my language of the deed. I mean,
water's pretty important.
In the 80s, the state made Rock Hill do a drought program.
Yeah.
And they did, wrote it down, threw it in a file cabinet, and forgot about it.
Yeah.
They had to pull it out, and they were panicking.
Dust it off. Yeah, dust it off and see what to do.
And then they panicked and went to the other extreme.
Yeah. That's true. I've been running my irrigation a couple of times this week and watering my plants.
Most of all, Tuesdays and Saturdays. Don't you read it?
Watering my poor plants. I mean, just watering them over and over. Some hanging baskets, and we got all these hanging baskets at the store, and they got to be watered, but they look really good. So,
2 days a week.
Yeah. If you're coming down looking for some good hanging baskets, mixed pots, Carolina Fresh has got them. Open right now.
He laughs at me when I go out with water to water the hydrangeas.
Fiona
said I'm feeding the deer.
So water the deer, scared a gallon of water for everybody.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Peonies. White and green, but it's the yellow one.
Yeah, I went and visited a yard this week, and they had I know it was a white one, and they must have some kind of red, pinkish looking one that looked really good.
It doesn't have a bloom on it yet.
All right.
A friend of mine
have blooms all over theirs, but
yeah,
ours retailed for most places $99.95. We had them for $79.
Oh wow!
And
a friend, she's got several white peonies. Mm. And, I mean, she brought several flowers in to put in the vases at church, and I'm like, mine don't even have a bloom on it yet.
Well, again, it must be where it's sitting. Maybe it's not getting enough sun or whatever.
It gets a lot of sun. It gets the afternoon sun.
Maybe it's getting too much.
They require a lot of sun.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, everything's kind of blooming or already bloomed, I mean, this spring.
Now, the azaleas have started dying off.
Yeah.
But they were absolutely gorgeous. The one in the front yard, it was a bright fuchsia color.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing was absolutely gorgeous. But they started dropping
this. They were pretty this year.
It's that time.
Yeah, we're going to take our first break, and we'll be right back to Gardener's Bench.
Sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough-cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter here. We'll get you ready for the hot weather with an annual checkup. We'll clean the coils, replace air filter, and check your Freon and safety controls.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
You ever see the rain? I won't know.
see the rain.
We'll give him the day job.
I hadn't this month.
I saw it Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
Of all days, rain.
Easter.
Rained on Easter Sunday. How rude. Hey, we can take it in. Take it when we can get it.
I don't care whatever the size of it wants to. It's fine with me.
So get out and enjoy the day. There is a chance of rain after 5 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. So if you're going to the
tailgate
party, should be fine. I mean, there's no thunder and lightning around like it was last year. But if you're scared to get wet, just stay at home, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. People cancel stuff around here like crazy when it rains, but it's not really that big a deal to get wet. You just got out of the shower, so.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy the rain. I like playing golf in the rain because there's not a lot of people out there. It's kind of nice.
Makes course a little slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Gives me an excuse, so, you know, if I hit a bad shot, oh, my hands are wet.
You're definitely.
Not that. Here in the rain.
Play to a different drum, okay.
That's right. Well, today we were talking about kind of finalizing your vegetable gardens, which is if you haven't put them in yet, which I haven't put mine in yet. I think we're going to do a big thing next weekend, but it's time to finalize what you want to put, where you want to put it and stuff like that, because it makes a difference, doesn't it, Steve?
When it's the same thing we say for years.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the air temperature is, it's the ground temperature.
Yeah, the ground temperature.
Right now, there's no moisture in the ground. Let's put some there.
The temperature is low. The ground temperature is warm, but it's not wet. So, but I'm sure everybody has a little garden. They'd be able to water it and stuff. So,
almost.
Yeah.
These water restrictions scare me to death.
Yeah.
We went through this twice.
Yeah. Well, you just have to take care of... take care of it the best you can. So we were in here this morning talking about all the different kinds of tomatoes. There's like a thousand varieties now. And then when I was a young boy, there's only like a dozen of them. Like Better Boy,
Big Boy was the first hybrid.
Yeah.
That means it's cross-pollinated.
Yeah.
Now you're Marglobe and... Rutgers, Johnson.
I remember Rutgers. My parents used to grow them a lot.
That was a good canned tomato.
Uh-huh.
It was a good sandwich tomato, too, but it took two pieces to cut the bread, not one.
I like it when it's one.
They didn't have any Better Boys when I went to ATC to get the tomato plants. Mm. So I got the German Johnson and the Rutgers.
Everybody thinks Better Boys. Awesome and is not.
Oh, don't say that because we have them at the store.
Those are awesome.
There's a big sale on Better Boy tomatoes at our store today.
I don't work for Carolina.
You really don't. Anymore. I'm not going to hire you.
I used to keep running back in the old days, but not anymore.
I'll tear your resume up when I get to work today.
Celebrities. Probably the
celebrity.
Best.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Better Boy is probably it's not a deep red. It's kind of pinkish red.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some green in the top. And some people like it. Some don't. Yeah.
I like a big red tomato, really. I know Matt was talking about eating the yellow ones and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Lemon Boy.
Lemon Boy.
Is what they call those. Those are pretty good.
I think much of them. But
Matt's nickname.
I haven't tried that one.
The nickname from high school, Matt.
Lemon talk Boy. About.
And the heirloom, the purple ones.
Oh, the heirloom's really good. I've had that one before.
Cherokee, isn't it a Cherokee? That's a purple. That's a purple looking one. The Trojans tomato.
Yeah, and then grow some Lemon Boys beside it. You know, purple and gold.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? There you go.
Steve's just shaking his head.
There's something sacred in this world, and red tomatoes is one of them.
Yeah, I like my tomato to be red, too. Okay. And everybody loves those little cherry tomatoes, which
Not me.
I don't either.
And you want it dripping when you have it on the sandwich with Duke's mayonnaise.
The problem with cherry tomatoes is so thick.
Yeah, I don't like the skins. I mean, it's like tough. Like when I do,
seeds are like candy.
I don't like
the aroma. The aromas are good for cooking.
Yeah, they're the ones
sauce
for
or something like
Italiano.
Roma is actually classified as a salad tomato.
Is it? Yeah,
they're good in a pasta salad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with your cut up your cucumbers.
That's good, man.
It did look like a salad tomato, but it's classified as that.
Well, obviously, you can't have picked a tomato from your house yet, but there's plenty of farmers markets and stuff out there. One right down the road today, farmers market at Fountain Park. Lots of good tomatoes out there. I've had some good ones already this year.
Hmm.
I do cut the skin off mine when I make the tomato sandwich.
That's for all your vitamins. No,
eat them little cherries? Why you like them cherry things?
Sure, I'll cut the skin off.
I don't like the skin.
I like the skin cut off, too.
I do, too. Well, sorry, Steve. I hate you. Makes you make you eat them like that. That's true. It's what they say. All right. I hear the music, and we'll be right back. More talk about vegetable garden.
The tomato.
Offer a wide range of materials and finished products, mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Vinny Etter of AirTech. Our business is growing, and if you have experience or prior training as a heating and air technician, we need you. Pay is based on experience, and you have the opportunity to advance.
Willing to learn, AirTech will teach you. Call 327-7100 and receive the area's best starting base pay.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Okay, we're back to the garden bench.
More than a feeling about our garden party today.
Yeah.
It's a good garden party.
If you say so.
I want to do a shout out to a young man that came in my store yesterday, said he listened to the show. His name is Lyle Marks. Good morning, Lyle.
Good morning, Lyle.
And he said his wife doesn't wake up in time to hear us. I was like, come on. Maybe she doesn't know about it. Maybe if he shared more about the show with her, she would get up.
It's kind of strange that he's up. She
Well, we're just happy to listen to us.
Yes.
If you have one day to sleep in, and you take advantage of it. So I just can't sleep in anymore. I'm up. I mean, I'm up about the same time every day. Like,
I've got a weird sleep schedule. I sleep late. But she wakes me up at 4:30 starting my medication.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So I fall asleep about 7 and I don't wake up to 10.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people have the schedules are adjusted around medicine, I'm sure.
Or the gardener's bench.
Or the gardener's bench, yeah, which you need to highlight that.
Yeah, put it on your calendar.
Put it on your calendar.
Just got a text from a friend, Rob Herron.
Hey, Rob.
He said, hey, nothing like Saturday morning in the gardener's bench.
I know,
Thanks
Rob.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Everybody says good morning.
And I'm still disappointed I haven't received an email I get lots of junk email and crap, but I'd like to have one that had subject gardener's bench, and then you can just put H-E-Y on there. Don't have to be anything. Director at CarolinaFreshFarms.com. It's very easy. Director at CarolinaFreshFarms has S on it, .com. So let's go back to talk about the festival gardens. So we went through some tomatoes, which are very popular. What's the second one you think is the most popular, probably?
Corn.
Corn?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I think cucumbers, probably.
Squash.
Squash, cucumbers, squash. Zucchini.
Yeah.
Squash produce first and the most.
Yeah.
Cucumbers.
Yeah.
You can have feast or famine.
Yeah.
None or a bunch.
You just got to remember, if you don't have a big space for cucumbers, you need to get a trellis or something to put on, because they will take over your whole garden.
Yes. I mean,
basically, they'll take over.
I like the idea of running them up a trellis kind of thing.
I've got some little trellises. You can see them, because a lot of times when you're on the ground, you got to get in there and dig around and trying to find them.
You have to work for them.
Don't say that. Well, I have an outdoor cat, so hopefully she'll take care of keeping Slim out of there.
Yeah.
I would have to burn that whole backyard if I saw one in there.
Now, I tell you one, it's way too late to plant it, but it impressed me. Mm-hmm. Back during COVID, we didn't know what was going on. So we tilled up the whole backyard, made it a vegetable garden. And
we're not leaving this property.
No, we don't know what's going on.
We just have to eat what's here. That's it.
And it was February-ish, mm-hmm. and I planted broccoli.
Okay, yeah.
Man, they said that's a cold weather vegetable, but it produced all the way up till August.
Well, I've never seen that. Now,
I kept getting new heads.
I had to pull my broccoli up last week because I had it during the winter. It had some good heads come off there, but you must have had a really good place for it, because mine got too hot April being, like we said, it's been 80 degrees 26 days. It kind of messed mine up.
Yeah, I finally had to just pull them up. I was like, I'm sick of eating broccoli.
I love broccoli.
Yeah, I did too.
But it got you through COVID.
Yeah, every day. And the little red potatoes.
Oh.
Those are easy to grow.
We used to do broccoli in fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year, that early freeze took the broccoli out.
Yeah. Mine made it, but then my Brussels sprouts kind of didn't produce, but then they act like they were getting ready to, and then it was too hot for them, I think.
Yeah.
It just almost rotted them on the vine. But if you don't have any, if you just got a 3-foot by 3-foot area, why don't you just come get some good soil from me, put it in there, and just put some plants in there and show your kids how easy it is to grow something. They might not know where it comes from. You never know, you know. They just go to the grocery store and get it.
When I first moved to Charlotte from the mountains way back in the 70s, mom and dad came down one weekend on their way to Hartsville, and they stopped and they had bush baskets full of apples.
Oh, man.
We had an apple orchard in mm-hmm. the backyard. So. And he was giving out apples. People walked by, and two little kids walked by, and they stopped and they looked and said, "You got a bunch of apples." I said, "Yeah, I grew up on my tree." He gave two apples and walking off one said, "You think he really grew these, though? Everybody knows I'm at the grocery store."
That is funny. They all come from somewhere.
So they had no idea where they came from. Yeah. And they were about third, fourth grade. You think by now they'd do something. But.
We have a lot of local producers of all kind of stuff now. I tell you what, something I've enjoyed is I have 3 strawberry plants I planted like 2 years ago. And I probably had 50 strawberries already off them plants this year.
They're really good. We got some at work, and I picked about 10 the other day when I was walking the little dog.
They just keep producing.
Yep.
So it's kind of nice. You ever been to Strawberry Hill over there at Highway 11? If you leave Gaffney on Highway 11, go north, and right before you get to 26, there's a giant place, farm there that grows
I forgot how happy acres it is. It's big.
It's big, and it's got buckets of strawberries now, boy.
Is the Strawberry Festival this week, next weekend coming
up? I think it's the next week.
Or Mother's Day weekend.
I don't think it's Mother's Day.
Yeah, well, look up Fort Mill Strawberry Festival, and that's find all the information from there. Today's the last day of Come See Me, so get out. There's a lot of fun things going on Saturday. Completes the week of perfect weather. Ordered by. We'll be right back to wrap up the garden.
This is Benny Etter. No matter how you sing it, we love that you're singing our jingle.
No matter what the weather,
Air Tech makes it better.
No matter what the weather,
call Air Tech Heating and Air.
803-327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Every day's a lovely day.
Yes, it is. And get out there today, get in your garden, get some little gardens going. We got good soil at the store. Come by. We have a chicken compost, which is incredible. We blended our own garden mix this year, 50% topsoil, 40% compost, and 10% sand. Seems to be working good. We're selling it real well. So lots of tons of dirt going out. Tons of dirt, bringing it to the people.
That's right.
Our dump trucks are running wide open, man. We got two dump trucks now, so we don't really technically have two people. Sometimes I do. We put them both in there at the same time. But if not, the truck goes out, we load the next one, and he comes back. So it's like moving pretty good. So busy week at Carolina Fresh. Thank you for all my guys for hanging in there yesterday. We had just a long week, and I think I pooped out about 2:30, 3 o'clock. I was like, didn't have much left in the tank, so they carried me to the finish line. We're open today 8 to 2, so come on out. I'm getting ready to head over there right now. Steve, I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Well, I will just take a nap sometime.
There you go.
I hear you.
I'll be on my list when I retire. I'll be stamped on my daily list once I retire. There's a nap.
Yes.
That's all right. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.